Brilliant. Thanks, David. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining the call today. I've just wanted to spend the next half an hour to an hour talking about how we're doing in general safety performance, but also some of the initiatives and some of the improvement plans we have in place. I thought it'd be a useful opportunity to discuss those and discuss progress of those. So I'm going to split today's safety hour into two. Firstly, I'd like to just have a look back at our safety performance, and then break and have an opportunity for Q&A, and then the second half will be a look forward. So really looking at our initiatives, looking at some of the trials that we've been holding, and then have a discussion around some of the improvement plans. So, in terms of looking back, how are we doing? So, for the last week, 5 members of our team were injured. And most of those, with the exception of one, were around a manual handling or slip, trip and fall incident. I'm not going to go through every single one of those in detail. They are on the safety blog. But last week we've had 5 members of our team injured, and over the period so far, so in week 3, we've had 7 members of our team injured. Of those 7 injuries in total, one was significant injury and resulted in a specified injury, and also resulted in time away from work. But the thing that I wanted to talk about was, rather than the individual injuries themselves, is about the trend. So 40% of our injuries continue to happen as a result of a slip, trip and fall. And these 5 are not an exception to those. 2 of the 5 were slip, trip and fall incidents. And just over 30% of our accidents occur as a result of manual handling. And it's usually as a result of when we're lifting things in and out of a vehicle, or lifting things in and out onto site. So generally before the work starts. And again, the 2 of the 5 are no exception to those. So one was whilst a generator was being lifted into the van, which then resulted in an injury to the finger, and then the other one was whilst a new rail was being lifted on site. And as that activity was being undertaken, that resulted in significant harm to the individual. Last week, we also had an incident which resulted in an eye injury, and there was some splashback from a jerry can that resulted in an eye injury. Again, those are fairly unusual incidents in terms of eye injuries, but we have had a spate of eye injuries last year, not just on the Wessex route, but across the country, where we've had flying objects into an eye, not just items from a jerry can, but actually material whilst undertaking work. So although it's fairly rare on the Wessex route, they have had quite a spate of those last year, and we had one last week. So in terms of overall harm, the common trends are not changing for us. They continue to be the same types of incidents. So I think the challenge really for us, and when you talk to your teams about safety hour, and things that cause accidents, is what can we do? Because we know what's causing harm, we know that we continue to have slip, trips and falls, manual handling incidents, but what else do we need to do collectively to try and address those? And then I'll talk to you in a few moments time of the overall workforce safety improvement plan and the activities in there that are trying to address just that, the manual handling and slip, trips and falls, but are recognising that there's a lot more that we can do. So that's where we are with harm. How are we doing across the year? So we've had 7 for the period, 7 members of our teams injured for the period so far, 5 in the last week. Overall in the year, we're looking at roughly about 15% reduction in harm, which is really, really positive for the route. And that means that we're letting fewer members of our team. However, when you look at the overall loss and injury frequency rate itself, it's higher than we would expect it to be. So whilst we're seeing a decrease in harm over the year, which is fantastic, Certainly the work that you and your teams are doing are working, but there's also an opportunity to further improve that, further reduce the number of people hurt on our route. And the challenge is really now about what can we do, and having those discussions about what can we do collectively to escalate progress, because we are heading in the right direction. So what can help us? So there's a number of things that can help us, which you guys do on a daily basis, and one of those things are the safety hours themselves. So having those discussions with your teams, talking about the things that could cause harm and the precursors to harm, and being really specific in the areas that you work in can help. Just identifying those in the first place and then taking some action to address it. So safety hours, holding those with your teams help. And last week you guys did fantastic. 75% of you and your teams held safety hour, which is brilliant. Since the start of the year, the progress has been phenomenal. You and your teams have been holding safety hours with about 80% of the route consistently over the last 4 weeks, which is brilliant, and certainly coming back into the new year. So keep up the safety hours, keep on having those discussions. The key then really is to, if any actions or any issues crop up during those discussions, is then to address those. So what else can help? Close calls. So we know that close calls are our precursors to harm. So if we can address the unsafe act or the unsafe condition before it causes harm, we know that can help us. So how are you guys doing for close calls? Well, for close calls, so far this period, you and your teams have raised 285 close calls. So it's really fantastic in terms of identifying hazards, identifying unsafe acts. And 78% of those were closed within 90 days. Again, you're addressing them and closing them. But how are we doing in terms of what we would expect? So given our accident rate, given that we are continuing to see harm across our teams, there is an expectation that we see close calls in line with our accident triangle. So we have X number of harms, we should have a Y number of close calls. So we know we should see roughly around 500 close calls a period based on our current harm rate. And we're slightly behind that. So again, it's just about encouraging your teams, if they do spot an unsafe condition or unsafe act, is to, even if they can address them, even if they're able to fix them on site, is to still log them into the close call system. And so we have visibility of those. The close call system itself is not as mature as we would like in terms of analysis, but we know in Brins this year, we're moving the system into the close call system into a smarter system, and that's to then help us to do a lot more detailed analysis. So having this data will then allow us to really understand what the trends are. So again, please continue to encourage your teams to spot unsafe acts and unsafe hazards. And in terms of closure rate, 78%, it's good, but again, not quite where we need to be. The expectation really is that we should be able to close around 80 to 85% of our close calls within 3 months. And I appreciate there's some ones that are far more challenging, certainly those that need to go into possessions, and they can take a lot more time to plan, but we can use the plan date facility in the close call system itself to log those and really put those in into the forward agenda as to when they'll be closed. So it's just really a case of using the close call system, using safety hour in particular, to continue to help us to spot those precursors to harm. Because we are continuing to see the normal trends of slip, trips and falls and manual handling incidents occurring on the route. So it's an opportunity really to address those before we see harm. So what I'd like to do now is invite some Q&A, some questions, really have an open forum to see what else can we do when we look back at our safety performance, how else we could address them. So David, can we open the line, please, so we can talk about our current safety performance, please.
Thanks, Priti. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. At the moment, we don't have questions in the queue. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key.
That's okay, we're going to have an opportunity to ask questions after we've done the look ahead. So if anyone thinks of a question about either of the two topic areas, then feel free to ask one towards the end of the call, that's not a problem. So if we move to look ahead, so we've talked about how we're doing in terms of workforce harm. The next question really is, what are we doing about it? So there's lots of things that are happening locally, within stations, within delivery units, within operations, and there's lots of smaller initiatives that you're doing locally to support your team. But other routes, I've mentioned it a few times in safety hour when I've done these, but we have our workforce safety improvement program. And what I wanted to do is just recap on the workforce safety improvement plan and what the overall program consists of and how we're doing. So the workforce safety improvement plan consists of 8 key projects. And those 8 key projects were developed by the route. So there was a cross-functional representative from the route, started last year, and we really looked into the data, looked into what was causing harm, and then looked at what can we do to really address those areas, and that's going to be manageable. So there's 8 projects, and every period we have representatives across from the route to talk about progress that's happening, and we have the overall program managed and supported by the business change team. So what's in those 8 projects? So one of the projects in there is around driving. So the driver training, the idea is that there's a 3-year program that we're starting off for all of our drivers to go through one-to-one driver training with the national framework that we have in terms of driver style. And that program is managed by Ian Gibb within the route, who's looking at developing that program, working with the training schools and rolling that out, firstly starting with drivers that would probably class as high risk drivers, so those that do a lot of driving or drive larger vehicles or drive on their own, and then that will be on a risk basis and that's rolled out over the next 3 years. But supported by that, Ian is trialling this month some group driver workshops. So there's an opportunity for 40 drivers to come along and do some training with the NSE group who is delivering the one-to-one driver training. But rather than waiting for all drivers to go through, Ian has a brilliant idea to do some workshops so we can spend some time really talking about driving safety, but as a group as opposed to one-to-one. So that's being rolled out or trialed this month. The other project within there is around safe sectors. So this is led by Roger. And Roger is looking at where can we focus on addressing our sectors. So we know that most of the accidents that occur for our workforce, particularly our track side workforce, happen in the CESS. The CESS, which would be the safest area for us. So Roger is working on where do we need to tackle and address sectors, where are the most at-risk sectors, and how do we develop the plan. So we are maintaining our sectors. There was a piece of work done a few years ago when we had some new sectors put in, but then they weren't maintained. So how do we do that? And we're pulling together some sites for that so we can start a rolling program to look after our safe sectors. And the third project, which is around assurance, and this is around work activity assurance and cause briefing. So again, we know when we look at investigations, particularly around incidents, we know that communication comes up as a regular factor within incidents. And Hugh is having a look at this particular topic and looking at what can we do to better support our causes. And so that's a project within the program. The fourth, and many of you may already be aware of this one, it's around access point signage. So again, when we look at underlining causes of especially irregularities, so when we look at possession irregularities that has a potential for harm, we do pick up that individuals are disorientated about where their location is, particularly when we have individuals that are unfamiliar with the area. So the access point signage are pulling together signage for all of our areas, and they're currently going through just validating all of the signage before it's then put out. And there's been a soft launch of a website which will have pictures of the access, it'll have where the car park is, it'll have the diagrams before and after the points of access, and that's currently going through a soft launch and being validated, and that will then be available for everybody. So that's the fourth one. The fifth one is around manual handling. So this is coupled with a national manual handling program, and some of you and your teams may have been involved when we did some manual handling risk assessment. We mostly focused on the welding and grinding teams because we know that they lift really heavy pieces of kit. So we're going around, all the routes are going around risk assessing two or three heavy pieces of kit. We've identified about 50 of that needs to be our top priority areas. That risk assessments have all now been completed and we're now into delivery phase in terms of delivering improvements on those. And also we have the manual handling training. So coupled with addressing the big pieces of kit, we're also doing the manual handling training, which we know on the route we've not done for nearly five, six years, so we're going around doing those again, and you and your teams will be part of that. Sixth one is around investigation training. So again, when we look at what causes harm or what causes irregularities, we've identified that we don't always get down to the true root cause of an accident or an incident, which means if you don't know the true root cause, it's very difficult then to prevent a reoccurrence. So we have some investigation training being developed for all of our investigators, including level one investigators. Originally, this was all done online, and this is led by Steve Corey and Matt Bentley, and they have the first training course on the 6th for 12 of our team. And that's going to be rolled out. The seventh is around communicating risk and tidy railway. So we spoke a lot about our tidy railway project and talked about communicating hazards and precursors to accidents. And again, that is being led by Caroline in the comms team, and she's supporting us with that. And then the eighth project is around engaging in safety. And this is about our behavioral safety and our cultural maturity. And all of you will be fully aware of the workshops. So that's our safety workshops as part of that. And Tracy Kapstick is supporting with that along with Camilla. And the next round of workshops are planned for March. So I would encourage you and your teams to book yourselves on, and this is part of the Workforce Safety Improvement Program. So there are eight projects, I think some might say programs because there's some large pieces of work involved in that, but there are eight programs that we're working on saying these are the things that we really need to prioritize and focus on and to support with HAR. And there's a couple of other things that we're also working on to try and reduce harm. The first is around the updates to the 019 standard. So the 019 standard is due to go live in the summer. And currently we've identified 12 briefers to do the briefing sessions for our team. They're now going to brief the briefer sessions so that we can roll out a briefing program for you and your team. Before we go live, just so we can really get under the skin of the new standard, get under the skin of the changes, and just so your teams feel comfortable with those. And then the final initiative I want to talk about is vehicle telematics. So we trialled vehicle telematics on the route over the Christmas period, and that was done kindly by the Alta DU. And the trial now is now going into delivery phase, so starting off doing LNW, and there's a rollout program over the next 6 months nationally to introduce them into all our vehicles. Again, we know driving risk is one of our top three causes for harm, particularly for workforce fatalities. Most of our workforce fatalities are caused on the road. Rather than whilst on track, so it's a really big risk area for us, and the vehicle telematics will help us to reduce that risk. So that was the look forward. So I just want to talk to you about the Workforce Safety Improvement Program, 019 briefing, and VTS in terms of looking ahead. So I'm happy to open the lines and invite any more questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now continue. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. Record your name after the tone and press the hash key. At the moment, we do not have questions waiting in the queue, so I wanted to remind everybody, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. Record your name and press the hash key.
Okay guys, you have my details, so if you have any questions about any of the programs, any of the initiatives that we're doing to try and reduce harm to our teams, then feel free to just drop me an email or to call me. I'm happy to talk through any of those in a bit more detail. And I guess the plea really is to just spend your time talking to your team, holding your safety hours, and really try to make a lot of what we're doing specific for you and your teams, really talk about your local issues, and try to support your teams through those. But David, it's fine. If there's no questions, then that's not a problem. Thank you very much, everyone.